Lincoln didn't really want to go any farther. He knew his Nana and Grandpa would be upset and angry when he made his way back to their house on Maple Street, but he just couldn't stop and certainly didn't have time to think. The yellow footprints hustled along at a gallop, barely visible on the crunching gravel of the trail that ran beside the E&N rail line. "Slow down," he complained, but the pace quickened, as if the footprints were trying to lose him, either that or draw Lincoln on and tucker him out at the same time. He fell behind at one point, making his way up a steep grade, but rallied and caught up, hurtling down the other side. Then suddenly the footprints deked off the main trail, plunging into the bordering forest. Lincoln lost his footing, changing course so quickly on the loose gravel. He fell and skinned his knee. "Ow!" he cried out, but there wasn't a moment to lose. He scrambled to his feet, looking for the elusive elf between two boulders at the head of a side trail, which veered off into the bush. For an instant, Flibberty made a ghostly appearance there, spinning wildly atop one of the boulders, taunting, daring, cheering Lincoln on. Then he took off again, become an infuriating set of vanishing footprints. Lincoln resumed the chase, gasping for air, warding off clinging, stinging blackberry canes. On and on he ran, plunging deeper into the woods, desperate to keep up with the manic elf. Common sense warned him to stop, give up. "No way," he insisted. Instead, he urged himself farther and farther up the hermit's trail. Suddenly, Flipperty dodged into what seemed an impenetrable thicket. Lincoln stopped, allowing himself a fraction of a second to think, then dove in, warding off the clutching branches, leaves, and thorns with his arms, crouching low to the ground where glints of light penetrated through the dense vegetation. He'd only advanced a few steps when, without warning, he broke into a clearing. Dazzled for a moment, it was too late for him to react before he realized the ground had sloped away from under him. For a puzzled moment, he pedaled desperately in midair, then pitched forward, tumbling down what he realized through his battering descent was a flight of stone steps. "Yah!" he cried out and flapped all the way, amazed to find himself coming to rest on an earthen terrace, looking up into a clear blue sky through an overarching canopy of trees. The first thing that frightened Lincoln about the place he'd landed was no pain. Bruised and sore as you'd expect to be, having landed with such a thump, he didn't feel any pain at all, just a dull throb, like the memory of a past injury. He floated in a sort of trance, which soothed any pains that might have made him wince or groan. A brook babbled somewhere nearby. What is this place, he wondered. He tried turning his head to get a better sense of his predicament, tried again, but couldn't move. No matter how hard he strained, his muscles wouldn't respond. What's happening? He panicked, desperate to twitch a finger or even an eyelid. Imagine yourself a stone with a brain, able to see and hear and smell everything around you, but totally paralyzed, and you'll get an idea of the state Lincoln found himself in. What would you do? What could he do but pray for help like a man buried alive?